Bengal Buzz, a show featuring interviews with noteworthy ISU alumni, students, faculty, and friends. This program is dedicated to exploring and celebrating the individual stories and accomplishments of Bengals.
Program support for KISU's Bengal Buzz is provided by a grant from ISU Credit Union. With offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello, ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto and RV loans, and credit cards, plus over 5,000 shared branches nationwide and much more. Bengal Buzz, supported by ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.
Now the host of Bengal Buzz, Ryan Sargent.
My name is Ryan Sargent. Welcome to this week's edition of Bengal Buzz. We've got two great guests here with us tonight that I'm very excited about, Trey Harmon and Kylie Sweet, who are students here at Idaho State, and they have some exciting things going on. But first of all, just welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm glad to be here. My name is Trey Harmon. I am a physical education major student with the emphasis in sport management.
Also, I am the marketing assistant here through athletics. So today we're just going to kind of talk about the new student section that we're trying to start. Maybe throw a little shout out to both of our basketball teams, maybe some other upcoming sporting events. Also with us, we have my other partner in crime, Kylie Sweet.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, Ryan. I'm appreciative that we have a chance to be here.
Yeah,
like
thanks
Trey
for coming
said,
on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Like Trey said, we do work together and we're excited to talk about the Uproar, which is what we've decided to call our student section. Currently, I'm at ISU working towards a bachelor's in health science, so I hope to achieve that next May, and we're excited to be here to tell you what we've got going on.
Okay, so let's talk about you guys first before we get into the meat and potatoes of the student section and all that stuff. Kylie, you mentioned you're graduating a year from now, so you're wrapping up your junior year.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's been great. I'm super excited. I love ISU, and I think that's part of the reason why I like to be so involved in what's going on.
Very cool. So where are you from?
I'm from Twin Falls, Idaho, so close to home, but far enough away that if I don't have to be that close, if I don't want to be.
How did you end up at Idaho State?
You know, Ryan, that's actually a funny story. I was just telling this to one of my friends the other day. I didn't know where I wanted to go for college, and I just kind of, my senior year in high school, I was like, yeah, health science school's near me, and ISU popped up, and I was like, all right, well, that's in state, and it's close to home, and I can still see my family on the weekends. I guess that's where I'm going to be. Then when I showed up to campus, they had Taco Bell pretty close that I could go to, and you know, I'm just
the Taco Bell fan. Soldier.
Yep, it did. I was like, well, at least I've got
Bell
lunch
in close proximity. That's enough.
I just like to throw that in there. It's kind of silly, kind of fun, and not very many people know how much I love Taco Bell. So
yeah, very cool. Learning new stuff all the time, I guess. So what kind of extracurriculars are you involved with?
This year, my main involvement is with 1901. I'm currently the president for the Student Alumni Association. That's why I said 1901. That's our title. That's what we go by. And then I also am the president of Circle K International. That's a service/volunteer-based organization. If you're not familiar with that, we're pretty much like the Kiwanis, but in college. So we're just a branch of the Kiwanian Club in here in town and, you know, nationally also, that are college students working towards the same goals. And then I also work on campus in two different positions. So I work as a first-year experience mentor and in the president's office. So those are two fun aspects that I like to, you know, work at and enjoy and gain new skills there. I also just started working, Ryan, you're aware of this, but with the Alumni Association. So that's exciting, and I like doing that. And, yeah, so that's most of my extracurriculars. In the past, I've done a lot with, like, programming on campus for student events, and you know, I love to go to athletic events, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be very passionate about what's going on right now. So, but yeah, I'm excited.
Cool. So working in the president's office, that's a unique experience and has to be exciting, as you've been there on the front lines as President Kevin Satterley has started here at ISU this year.
Yeah, it's definitely been an amazing experience for sure. I'm going on my fourth year in August, so it's been a great experience. I've loved every minute of it. It's definitely helped me grow in ways that I never thought I needed to grow in. So I've learned, you know, skills of how to communicate with professionals and ways to, you know, type up documents and certain aspects of communication through email and different, like, just lots of tasks and skills that are needed in any workforce, which has really been great. And yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, I was right there. I got to meet Kevin during his candidacy and stuff, and I got to say hi to him. You know, I see him 3 times a week because I'm in the office 3 times a week. So it's been a great opportunity for sure, you know, and just being close to anybody who comes in and out of that office. And, you know, maybe I'm not super close to them, but knowing their name and they know mine. And it's just definitely been a really awesome experience for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. And Trey, you're a Pocatello boy, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's correct. Born and raised, been here my whole life. Graduated from Highland in 2015. And we have the opportunity to pretty much just walk down the street. We have this great university here, so pretty much in my backyard.
Very cool. So what was appealing about coming here to ISU?
Other than it close to home, I get the opportunity to live with, I unfortunately live with my parents. I am one of those people.
The opportunity to unfortunately live with your parents. Man, I hope they're not listening. You might be homeless if they're listening.
Fingers crossed. They're probably going to kick me out sometime anyway. But no, I'm just kidding. Living with them, it helped out quite a bit.
Okay. What are you studying?
So I am a major in physical education with an emphasis in sport management. So what that can lead for me is working in a career in athletic administration or possibly coaching in the future at the same time. So working on my practicum, I am a marketing assistant through our athletic department, and that's probably where I want to kind of focus my career in the future, is kind of building up that rapport with most of these administrators and, you know, across the country, and get my foot in the door with some athletic program across the country. Once I'll finish my bachelor's next fall, and after that, I hope to stay at ISU for our Master's of Athletic Administration program, continue my education that way.
Very cool. Very cool. So we're here to talk a lot about athletics today because of your guys' involvement in building up our athletic programs. But I guess what drives this interest to be involved with athletics? I mean, I guess especially for you, Trey, you're making it your whole career. It's what you're studying in school. Did you guys play sports? What's the interest with athletics?
So yeah, growing up for me, I at least tried every sport possible that, you know, was popular in Pocatello, whether it was football, baseball, lacrosse, soccer, basketball. At least had a little taste of what it was like. And then once I got into high school, I focused mostly on lacrosse and football. And so pretty much growing up, I've played sports my entire life, and I just love being a part of it. I don't know what I'd do without it, honestly.
Very cool. So what's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport, even though I didn't play it in high school, is baseball. And unfortunately, we don't have the biggest baseball population here in Pocatello, but still best sport out there. And any opportunity I can to work with that sport, I will take it.
I think Pocatello is kind of a baseball town. I mean, you've seen the Grays take off, which is a pretty remarkable meteoric rise in the last few years.
And yeah.
I'd say you're probably hard-pressed to find another town that fills a stadium for a semi-pro league like Pocatello does for the Grays.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this town is even – small things like what we have with a semi-pro baseball team is we get the best support from, you know, this population here in this area.
Yeah, cool. Kylie, how about you? What's your interest in sports and athletics?
Yeah, I'd love to share it because mine is quite different than Trey's for sure. I never played sports for competition. The only sport that I did compete in high school was track, and I mostly did it out of hobby and to stay in shape. So for me, my interest in athletics is the spectator aspect. You know, I love to be there and support the teams and the people that I know who play and the individuals who work so hard and go out there, you know, on their field, court, track, whatever it may be, and compete. And so for me, that student aspect of seeing, you know, what it's like to be there and, you know, supporting them and cheering and being that crowd that helps them, you know, have that energy while they're performing is really kind of something that I enjoy and a good aspect for me and a positive place to be involved on campus when you're not doing something else, you know what I mean? So that's where my interest comes from and that's what I like to do. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, very cool. So what's your favorite sport? As
a spectator,
sport do you prefer?
That I actually do have in common with Trey. I love baseball. I don't know what it is about it, but the outdoor aspect, watching what's going on, you know, I love it. I've actually umpired baseball before. I've done it for 4 years now. So for me, that's really fun. And I just love the just everything that comes with baseball, the performance, the availability of it, things that you can do while watching the sport, the time of year, all of those things that are associated. So
yeah. So how many players have got up in your face about calls you've made is enough?
That's a great question. You know, my first 2 years umpiring, I did strictly kids, so they were all ages 12 and under. So
they probably didn't challenge your calls too.
They didn't, but their parents, on the other hand, yes. So I've dealt with quite a few parents in my time, but I mean at the same time that at least mostly there's a fence between us, so there's nothing too crazy. But I will say that last year I did have one child who. He was 14 and he came up to me and was like, I don't know why they let a girl on the field. And I was lit right off the bat. I was like, okay, here we go. We're going to have a good game. I'm going to call it both ways. And if this kid tries anything else, but yeah, no, most of the time they've been pretty good and they're pretty well behaved. So nothing too crazy.
That's great. That's great. So you guys have been working the last couple of months, basically during basketball season, in support of our student section. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. We were excited to, you know, open that up. Like I mentioned earlier, we are calling ourselves the Uproar, so that's what the student section is named here on our campus. We're really excited for that. It was a process. You know, we talked with other people. We made sure that it wasn't just like, you know, students coming up with the name. We talked with individuals in the athletic department. We talked with other students on campus. It was a group effort and decision. So that was exciting. But I mean, our main focus obviously is to be a student section, to be there to support the athletes, to be encompassing of what's going on, you know, excited and rowdy and, you know, getting into the game. And welcoming the students who are non-athletes or athletes who aren't necessarily playing that sport into our section and saying, hey, let's have a good time, let's make a good atmosphere, let's cheer for the team who's competing right now. It's been really great and super fun. And then, I mean, we also, of course, want to have, you know, that relationship with athletics. We want them to know that we're supportive of their athletes. We want them to know that we're excited to be there for their athletes, and you know, anything that we can maybe do to help them out and they can help us out and work together and be like, you know, cohesive and as one is something that we're excited about. Trey, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
ISU never has really had an official student section, so having created this Uproar, I think it gives us a voice for the students to represent our athletic population. It can bring us together, like what Kylie said, bringing the non-athlete students with the athlete students just to that big kind of family environment to make us kind of feel all part of this Idaho State University culture that we're trying to build.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So why do you think it's important for universities to have athletic programs? What does that add? Why is this your passion?
For me, honestly, like what I said, how growing up in sports is pretty much mostly what I know, but that could go for a lot of people. Once they get out of high school, they maybe played sports in high school, but as soon as they get to college, they stop playing, and they might miss it. Giving this them the opportunity, it kind of helps them feel like they're still a part of that sport, even if they're not physically playing. They're still in that environment. They can kind of affect the outcome by bringing that rowdy environment that maybe could help fire up a team that's playing.
Very cool.
I think it's important, too, just to add, like I said, like that's my passion in the sports. Maybe I'm not a competitor, but I do really enjoy the supporting aspect of it and watching the sport play out. So providing that atmosphere where students really can get into the game and be excited and they don't feel like they just have to, you know, sit there and watch from like a very quiet, you know, like outward, maybe. By outward, I mean like they're sitting back out of the game aspect. Mm-hmm. Like they can really get into it and be like, oh, that was a great play, or wow, that was so awesome, or yeah, cheer for, you know, their favorite player on the team is really nice and fun to have. Because not only that, but like Trey said, how we haven't really had an intense student section in the past, there are other colleges that have that. And by bringing that aspect to ISU, maybe it would help draw in those students who, you know, are looking for that in their college experience. Of course, they want to have their athletics, but they want to, I mean, their academics, but they want to be able to go to athletic games and support them in a way that they see, you know, perhaps maybe promoted on TV. And if we have an aspect, not as crazy as maybe TV might portray it, but something that they can really buy into would be nice and a good aspect for those students who are looking for that.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Uproar and how we can get involved in the Uproar. What is different about the Uproar and the student section before it was called the Uproar? What's the improvements?
So we're going to kick off next year with a new thing we're going to offer. It's going to be kind of like a membership card where you can essentially get discounts throughout small business in town, and it could give you kind of a more access to our athletic environment, to say. So we'll we're going to create this kind of like a club environment. You come in, you want to sign up for this Uproar Club. Once you get this membership card, you get possibly a t-shirt, a membership card with the discounts, and then more access to sporting events like what I said. And also, I mean, we want to kind of create the like create this new environment. So we're trying to make this rowdy. We're trying to get all our students to start standing up, something that we've never seen here at ISU. Bring in more props. We pretty much want, when away teams come here, we just want them to hate us, essentially. We don't want them to enjoy playing here, feel comfortable playing here, because we have such a rowdy student environment. And I know our students. Our students can get really rowdy. They're just, they're waiting for that right opportunity to kind of jump on board and essentially take off with what we're trying to do.
Well, and going off of that, Trey, I think Ryan, I mean, you're asking about like what our goals are, what we want to do, how they can get involved. Well, one, we'd love them to get involved, and that membership card is kind of a way for them to be like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's an added benefit of something that, you know, I'm already participating in. Maybe I can go sign up for that. But also, I mean, having the ability to be able to come in and like know what is a true student section, you know, like, I think we have a good number of students who maybe weren't involved in athletics in high school and never have been involved, and they go to the game and there's this culture and expectation that, you know, you just sit, you watch, you're calm. But we kind of want to, you know, teach students that, yes, it's okay if you're rowdy. Yes, it's okay if you cheer for your team. You know, we would love for you to do those things and stand up with us and join in with the cheer team, you know, and their cheers as well. So kind of just opening this up to like a learning curve and like teaching these students, you know, like what's acceptable and like, you know, yes, we would love you to do these things with us, and you don't have to just sit there, you know, is something that we're excited to do too.
So what have you done this season? What's the improvement that we can look at? The women just had their last game, their last home game here in Pocatello last week. This week we've got three men's games. What's happened this basketball season with Uproar?
Well, I think the main thing that we've accomplished is, one, we got a name for ourselves. So now we have the official student section name, and we're working towards building that culture. But the other thing is we've actually been able to get more students to our basketball games than we have past, especially women's basketball. You know, the last senior night game for the women, both student sections in Reed Gym were full to, I mean, max capacity, which you don't usually see at a women's basketball game. So I think having this opportunity to be a part of an official student section for all of our sports really helps the students want to jump on board, and it shows because they've shown up to the games and we filled up the student section. Then for men's basketball, even though we haven't had as many opportunities for home games with our student section, same thing. We've actually had students doing the chants with us, filling up that student section, and we're slowly working towards building that rowdy environment that we're wanting to achieve.
Okay, very cool. So for our listeners who want to get involved with the Uproar, they've got three opportunities this week to see our men play in Holt Arena. Mm-hmm. And some big games, right? One's a Weber State game, the other one's an Idaho game. So we've got two very big rivalry games this week at home, which should be cool experiences. How do they sign up for the membership card? What do they need to do to be able to be part of this student section?
So our membership card will roll out for next fall. We're mostly just kind of building that brand awareness at the moment, getting people kind of showing them what it's capable of doing for them, and then they can kind of mull it over the summer if they really want to be a part of this, which we hope they do. And then once we start rolling it out, it'll be we'll be at involvement fairs, kind of we'll send out emails throughout the student memos, just kind of explaining what it, more details and what it can do, how to sign up and kind of things like that.
Okay. So if I want to get involved this week at one of those three games, what do I need to do?
You show up. Students get into all of our sporting events for free. So show up to Holt Arena, 7 o'clock for each game. Come sit with the rest of the students and get rowdy with us.
Okay. Okay. Tell you, give me some information about those games coming up.
So yeah, we have game on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Of course, the Monday game is against Weber State. Sorry, I said Friday. I meant Saturday. So Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. The Monday game is against Weber State, our biggest rival for pretty much all of our sports. We essentially don't like them, and they bring a lot of fans, and we don't like it when they bring a lot of fans and kind of make it feel like a home game. So that's why we want to build our environment up so that, again, the away team doesn't feel like they're at home. Thursday, at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday is the game against Idaho. That is also at 7 o'clock. All of these games will be in Holt. Saturday's game will be the senior night for our men's basketball, so we'd like to send our seniors out on a high note, kind of show them how much we support them and what they've meant to our program throughout the years.
Yeah, so these are big games. The last week, the last time our seniors will be playing in Pocatello, like you've already mentioned, two rivalry games, Weber State and Idaho. And then this is the last week of Big Sky play before the tournament. So yeah. You can gain some real momentum if we got some big wins. Three big wins in a row here going in to Boise for the Big Sky tournament. Are you doing anything in Boise?
Yeah, so we have a couple options for fans to buy the tickets. First one is to call the number 208-282-FANS. That is our ticket office here in Pocatello. And for the students, for cheaper student tickets, if they want to contact the CenturyLink Arena down in Boise, they can get super discounted tickets to attend the game. So the tournament is March 11th through the 16th. We start off. The women's basketball kicks off the tournament for us, and then men's basketball kicks it off. So women's basketball starts the 11th, and then the men start on the 13th of March. We want to kind of bring as many students.
Our women likely won't play till
we'll have
the 12th, though,
the first
right?
round bye for our women, and I think our men's team will play.
I mean,
on the 13th.
After losing last Thursday to Northern Colorado, I believe they're in first place now. We were in first, but those top four teams are so tight that we've dropped to fourth. But the top four teams get a bye. Mm-hmm. And our women have big road games next week that I think will determine what seed exactly we land in. A big game against Idaho, I think on Saturday up in Moscow, which would be huge against a former ISU coach, John Newley. So it'd be great to get a win there and go into the tournament with the highest seed possible. Yeah. But we can count on ISU play not starting till Tuesday, most likely.
Yeah, so, like what you said, the Tuesday for the women and more than likely the 13th for the men. We just want – giving the option to buy those tickets early, we want to send as many fans as we possibly can to go down to Boise. Because, I mean, we want to take over that city as well and kind of represent the state as a whole for our athletic programs, especially the basketball tournament coming up.
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for us playing in Boise. We've got a lot of alumni already in Boise. It's only a 3-hour drive from Pocatello. I expect a lot of ISU fans to be there at the tournament because of those reasons. And it's so much more accessible than where the Big Sky's had the tournament the last few years down in Reno. Is there any organized student effort from the Uproar or ASISU or anyone else to get students over to that game?
Yes. So as one of the leaders, I will definitely be down there. And as many students that want to come with me, I will essentially help them kick off a great student section down there. The way the arena is set up is they'll have a designated spot for our students. Our pep band will be there. They will help out with kind of the Uproar and kind of leading that rowdy environment that we want to bring to Boise as well. And we're also we haven't done this much in the past, but we're taking our mascot down there as well, Benny the Bengal. He'll be there to help, again, with that environment that we want to create. If students want to come down, we'll have the pep band, Benny, and a couple of our Uproar section leaders.
Very cool. Very cool. There will also be an alumni and fan rally happening at Flatbread Pizza about a block away from the Quest Arena on Tuesday afternoon or evening, depending upon when the women end up playing that day. But we'd like to invite everyone, students, fans, friends, family of players out to that. Watch the alumni Facebook page and your email for what times we'll be over there at Flatbread Pizza for that pregame rally. And encourage everyone to get out. Now, we've talked a lot about basketball with the Uproar over the last 20 minutes or so. Is the Uproar only based around basketball?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. We're super excited to, kick this off and start doing it year-round. We started with basketball because we felt like it was attainable, something that we could really promote well and, start ourselves out to get, our name out there that we wanted and have students understand who we are, where we come from, what we stand for, those type things. But we're super excited, you know, like Trey said, looking into rolling out those membership cards. And I mean, that would be right before football season, so we'll definitely be there during football. We would love to, you know, represent softball as they start their season here at home here soon, you know, and any other sports that welcome us over. We've talked to track individuals who would like us to maybe show up at a track meet, you know, because they don't host very many at home. So if they had, you know, their one meet that they have here at home, if we could be there for that, you know. So any sport that wants us, we welcome that. We're excited to be there and help them out, and we want them to know we support all athletes in the athletic department, not just basketball, not just football, but anybody and all athletes who are playing.
Yeah, that sounds great. So track season just wrapped up, but softball is just beginning. They've started their they're about midway through their kind of preseason road stuff, and having some success at some tournaments. You'll be at softball games when they start here. I think our first home game's mid-March.
Yeah.
The uproar will be there at softball games.
We definitely would like to have a presence there for sure, yes. We haven't
That's two baseball fans. I'd imagine this is prime time for you guys, right?
We'll definitely
for sure.
be there.
Yes, we will be there for sure. And, you know, we've talked about different options and things we were trying to do, maybe having, like, pregame sessions for like before the game sessions where we can, you know, invite students out to join us and get excited for the game, and also like having a place to sit in the bleachers together while they are, you know, competing and stuff like that. We don't have any of those details all lined out entirely for sure at the moment, but we definitely do know that we would like to be present there and, you know, show the softball players that we do support them, and we are excited that they have a team here and that we, you know, are watching them play.
Okay, very cool. Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to thank both of you for being here and talking to us about your efforts with the uproar. I think it's very exciting and a cool time to be a student at Idaho State. A lot of excitement around our athletic programs, a lot of excitement about the university generally, and we're seeing some real success in our athletic program. So it's a great time to be a Bengal. If I am a student and want to be involved kind of in helping you organize the uproar, is there a way that that our listeners could get a hold of you to offer that kind of support?
Yeah, definitely. I would encourage them to send us an email. Right now, that would be the best way to, you know, contact us. So my email for anybody that would like to take it down is SWEEKYLE@ISU.edu. And I'm sure, you know, Trey, they're willing to email you as well, I would assume.
Yeah, of course. And my email is HARMTREY@ISU.edu. And I'd also like to mention that we also have three platforms on social media for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And all of those are at Uproar ISU. So if they want to contact us through social media, they can do that as well.
Yeah. So everyone jump on your phones, follow the Uproar on social media, and we hope to see you at the three games this week. Weber State, who tipped off, I guess, about a half hour ago. We're pre-recording this show, but, you know, pick up your stuff and head over to Holt Arena for that Weber State game. Thursday is who?
I will have to look that up real quick.
Okay.
Saturday is against Idaho.
There's also a pregame alumni and fan rally prior to the tip-off against Idaho. That begins at 6 o'clock, tip-off's at 7. So we hope to see you all out for those basketball games and over in Boise as we cheer on the Bengals to bring home a victory from the Big Sky Tournament. But Kylie and Trey, thank you for being here, and go Bengals.
Yes, thanks, Ryan.